Welcome to Tea Talks Podcast. Produced by Tomorrow London, Tea Talks is a podcast created to diversify the way that we think and talk about iconic and emerging fashion brands. A perfect blend of business and design, this 360-degree approach offers raw, unfiltered conversations with brand founders and directors on the rigorous duality that goes into building the brands of tomorrow. My name is Valeria Garnica, and I am joined with my co-host Stavros Karelis on this episode, where we interview two members of the incredible Machine 8 team, Andres Coducci and Nana Watanabe.
Hello, Andres. Hello, Nana. Hi. Welcome to the Tea Talk series.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much. How do you feel that you're here as our guest today?
I'm a bit nervous.
Nervous?
I'm talking.
Are you nervous because you're talking to us, or you're nervous because you're talking to me, actually, as the founder of Machine?
50-50.
Yeah, no, I know. I was going to say, well, first of all, thank you so much for coming on. But I was saying to Stavros, I was like, you know, this must be so funny because it's not just a podcast, but it's with the boss. But no, seriously, thank you so much. We were so excited to have both of you here.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful pleasure for us to join you guys in this interesting conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
So for the audience, can you tell us your official job titles at Machine?
You can start.
Yes.
My name is Nana. I'm a retail store manager for Machine.
Andres?
I'm Andres, and I'm a senior sale for Machine and also a social media coordinator. We manage all the content that comes through the store and the sales operation.
Amazing. Perfect.
Fantastic.
I think, you know, a good way to probably start is, now that you've introduced yourselves and your titles, maybe, you know, talking a little bit about Machine and, you know, what the store is, maybe some of the purpose, the, you know, its value proposition, just anything you want to share about, you know, the general gist of the brand and of the store itself.
I think it's a wonderful experience. It's in the center of Soho. We are a melting pot for a lot of emerging designer, a lot of established suppliers, and a lot of incredible creatives.
Carrying lots of brands, not only for the big brands, and also focusing on young designers. Will be the, let's say, what we tell to also the customer. We have multiple brands.
When was the first time that you actually visited Machine? I mean, I was trying to think about it yesterday, because did you come for a job, or did you visit beforehand? And what did you know about Machine, actually? That's the question. And when was the first time you visited? Do you remember it?
It's a good question. I think everything starts with kind of like how the streetwear evolved through Soho. It was the first year I arrived to London. There was a strong fashion trend about streetwear, and we're all the youth was focused in Soho. It was actually an event. It was on Brewer Street, and it was an event next door, and slowly getting into knowing the store. And I think it was only 2 years after that, discovering the store, I decided to come in for a job interview, and it went really well.
Good.
Yes.
For me, it's a funny story, let's say.
Yeah.
I'm originally from Japan. Mm-hmm. So the reason I came here is actually I really wanted to visit Machine. So I know the store since I was in Japan. I never came to London, came to UK. But the beginning is I was seeing Instagram. I know the store looks very great. Also, the staff is styling well on the social media. Mm-hmm. That was my attraction to the store. And then I came to the store. I was actually customer beginning. I bought a few items before. And then, I also came to this. I really wanted to work in the amazing store. And then I came to the store. I gave my CV. And I'm the lucky person. On that day, Stavros was there. I could give my CV to him. And then that's how I started the job.
Sounds like, you know, both of you, the store was, you know, very much on the radar, and you were both very much interested in fashion prior to your experience, you know, working for Machine A. And so I'm wondering maybe, Andres, if you want to go first and then Nana, and tell us, you know, a little bit about your background and your personal interest in relationship to fashion.
Absolutely. I think it started from a very young age. It was definitely London what brought me into like discovering such a fantastic creative scene.
Yeah,
I've been very familiar to Tomorrow business since I was very little. Actually, it was my first job within Tomorrow in Paris. It was for Aderer, brand that was carried in the showroom for a long time. And I think I was 17 the first time I was working for for the company. I think in that moment I also somehow sent a CV through and had no answer, unfortunately, back then. But as soon as there was the join with Tomorrow, I thought that was the right time to yes. join the company, and that went through well. After, amazing. Yeah, I think after that, I was working also between Tomorrow and a few retail experience. So I kind of like put together a background between university and a few work experience that was ready for a bigger experience like this.
So I wasn't, let's say, never worked in the fashion industry before joining Machine A, but I grew up in Japan. My background comes from hospitality. My uni, I wanted to be a flight attendant. That's why I started at uni. And yeah, but around my uni friends, they're really interested in fashion. And also my place where I was living in Osaka, was also lots of like friends around me who work in fashion, work for a hairdresser, like those fashion people was around me, and I really get into fashion. And I really wanted to, my dream changed since when I was uni.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, to come to London and come to Europe side was my, let's say, another second dream. Like, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's amazing. And so it sounds like for both of you, London was extremely influential. What do you guys deem that is, you know, special or unique about London as a city in relation to fashion?
Probably expression, I would say. It's really the place where you can really express yourself however you are, with the right freedom. It brings you to explore and push boundaries on how way you dress, from the way you interact and communicate with people. I think it all comes from there.
Yeah, I would say lots of talented people will gather in London. It's also include the London Fashion School. It's one of the famous fashion schools. So like lots of talented young designer or talented artists will gather in London, and lots of opportunity to find those amazing talented people. That will be the London, I think.
Yeah. So I am curious to know, what was your idea? So you both actually, I'm going a bit back, you know, to the previous comment, you know, like, and I'm curious to know, because you both kind of knew about Machine A before you joined to become part of this, for me, family, you know, at this stage. But what was the main difference of the idea you had about Machine A when you visited as a customer, and then once you joined as part of the team of Machine A?
I would say the Machine A, the name is very famous, even name come to also Japan, but that actually since I start work working with a small team, and everyone is like 100% try to express all performance. that was the big gap. Oh, such a big, let's say, well-known company shop, but actually really like everyone need. That was the big gap for me.
Yeah, small team. Everyone has to do a lot of different things. Yeah, for sure. What about you, Andres?
Definitely, I think.
Definitely. Yes,
it's like, I agree on that, I have to say. And I mean, from the outside, you know, we had these two little doors with this black vine, like, exterior, and it was always very attractive, and to see from the windows display was something I think was very curated, and we always had these two windows where you could see a fantastic house from outside. And that was the way you kind of like got interest in what was inside this this beautiful space, actually. It's very tiny, actually, back then. So definitely going in, and once from outside, it looks like something like something you have to discover, something you have to be ready to go inside. But once you actually enter those doors, you find like a very, very familiar staff and very, very helpful people and a beautiful community around it. So it's all about experience. So once you actually get to go through those doors and have a look at what's inside that beautiful space, then you discover a lot more and you get much more.
I love that.
That.
I think, you know, it's super interesting because I think that's the case in a lot of fashion brands and companies. It's, you know, from the outside look, they look so grand and, you know, global and this, that, and the other. And then you actually go in and it's, you know, a team of, you know, usually a small team of very talented people that make magic and make this grand image. But, you know, it's just a few people. And so I'm wondering, you know, you guys work on site, but I'm sure that you have very many other responsibilities and you impact the brand in a ton of other ways aside from your official job titles and descriptions. So I'm wondering if you guys can speak a little bit on that and some of the other ways that you impact the brand aside from your job as managers in the store.
It's the beauty of retail, actually. So it's really about people. We are very young, all of us in the store, very young and really creative. So it's definitely what the added value is our word, our taste, our styling tools. These are something that is definitely not written in our job description, but it's a lot of putting together ideas, putting together outfits, express a trend and express an identity to someone external. So we have customers from any kind of background, and putting together something for them, it really pushes your imagination and your expression to a certain extent.
I love this. Yeah.
Our job will be to pass the idea to the customer to express and show what's the creative side of idea, buyer's idea, how we're going to tell to the customer, how customer will like, how to tell those ideas to the customer. It's going to be our turn of working in the store. So lots of people come curious about the brands and how we're going to tell those background and the history for the brand. That will be our job.
What are you saying is something very, very important, because you both mentioned this. And of course, it's super well known that Machine actually has become almost as a place of discovery for emerging designers and for young designers, which I'm sure, you know, like, is very exciting, but at the same time has its own challenges, because for you guys, you have to communicate with the clients and the customers and the audience that is walking through the doors of Machine and introducing all these young designers and emerging designers. Sometimes designers that are coming, you know, straight out of universities or still even into the universities. So how easy or not easy is that process for you? And how do you feel that customers and audience is reacting to know about all these new designers and brands that are coming out? Be honest.
It's definitely a journey that goes through the rails, through how the display of the story is. So it's a story that's when the customer joins and enters through those doors, has to go through a lot of different brands. I think we get to almost 100 brands in the store. Yeah. So it's all about scan the customer, finding what a consumer likes, and showcasing them what, from our experience, can be a good reflection of their identity. So we start from brands maybe they're familiar with, going into designers that are very young and emerging. So you definitely must need a background to know a lot about those designers to express it to someone else and then put that together into their reality. So joining a piece that they are not familiar with together with what they already own in their wardrobe, in their personal style. So it's really about a vision of how those brands can fit into the consumer and expressing them in either style or words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you feel that they trust your opinion on this? I mean, what I mean by that is that when you introduce them a young designer, an emerging designer, a designer that they probably never heard of, but you are saying to them, you know, you inform them about, I guess, you know, an emerging designer, and you suggest to them ways that they can wear a young designer. Do you think that the customers feel more at ease because they trust you, because they know you, and they think that, okay, you know, if Andres and Anna tells me about them, you know, like, it might be someone that I should keep an eye on?
I feel that's the what Machine is unique is we are really close to the customer relationship. Let's say in the store, we speak a lot with the customer, have a chat with them, and let, you know, to know people first and what they like, what they're curious about, and then we start to introduce our product. So I think closer relationship, and then customers are giving us chance to present and they trust I don't say everybody, but lots of people are curious what we like, what we suggest.
What is the, you know, primary demographic of customers that you work with? Is it people that already are very knowledgeable and very you know, want to explore fashion and are, you know, are totally giving themselves in to try new things? Or do you find that it's more people that kind of come in a little bit more reserved and more traditional, and you have to kind of, you know, show them and introduce them to new concepts and new designers?
It's a very broad range of clientele that we have being Soho. So definitely we have people that is very passionate about what we do and come in to discover the latest trend, come in to see how the brand is developing their seasonal collection. It's a strong mix between that and students also. We have a lot of students coming through. There is an incredible community within young people that come to visit this store. And I've seen people buying an entry piece from the store and slowly coming back and coming back and coming back until they could not afford that masterpiece in the window, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really a reality you get to discover once you once you're there.
That's so special.
Yeah, we'll say a lot of, let's say, younger generation would definitely come to the store often because it's in the heart of Soho, heart over the close to Chinatown or close to bubble tea shop, close to other restaurant. So like the people come to after the school, come to have a dinner, or those young generation will see often. And then those people, of course, interested in fashion.
And you think they're more experimental, right, as well? Yeah, you know, they're more open to try new things, new ideas, I guess.
Sometimes it's a styling session that becomes a styling session in the store. Sometimes.
That is a whole new chapter, you know, like that we will touch base upon this, you know, like in a bit, because I think this is for sure something very, very important. But before we go there, I want actually to tease you both and ask you, what was, because some of the Machine customers have been also very well-known people or celebrities or famous people. So I want to know with whom you were personally the most excited with to meet in store.
I think you know the answer.
Do I? I have a few answers in my head for both of you, but I don't know. You might surprise me.
From suppliers to meet a designer in person to celebrities, of course. So it happened once that when A$AP Rocky visited us in store, it was a really, really happy moment. I think it was towards the end of a year, it was a big chapter for me. And then all of a sudden, we saw Stavros calling us, and like, there's someone coming. So yeah. When Stavros says that,
it's fine. You can talk about this process. Actually, you know, like you're allowed to talk about this process. So please elaborate on the subject. You know, like, how do I normally notify the store about when someone important might arrive? Oh, you know, does anyone know about this information?
I
you know,
imagine,
like,
you're like freaking out. It's happening now.
No, but you don't know.
I don't reveal the name because I don't want them to freak out.
Funko is coming. Funko is coming. If don't answer, if couldn't answer, can you call me back? This is urgent.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, that's the beginning of a surprising.
Yeah.
And then I call you and I tell you.
And then we had, of course, the standards are always on point, but we had to kind of go through a little bit the standards of the store for this visit. And then we started with the rumor of who could be, you know, so, wow.
Make sure I can imagine everyone out. Like, wait, so who do you think? Who's in London right now?
Yeah, there's Irish Festival. No, what was it? I think...
I never tell them who is about to visit the store. Because sometimes also I don't want them to panic.
Yeah.
You know, like, and because you never know also, because, I mean, the reality is, and of course, I trust the team here 100%, but... you know, sometimes they want the privacy, like, etc. So I prefer for them, you know, to know that someone definitely is coming. So they are prepared, but maybe not who is it until the very last minute, I think. Yeah, and then normally...
Your store is very beautiful. That's not always.
It's always.
Oh my gosh.
And then you start speculating between all of you.
Yeah. So it was like...
make sure they're very tidy.
Yeah.
While rolling, who's in here? There's a festival. There's wireless.
Exactly.
Let's check Instagram. Who is around? I saw a story of this celebrity X here. So, and then we had in store such an iconic celebrity for our generation. I think that was so friendly to us that was like super good moment, because we actually had the time to chat with this person. And like, you know, even a person like with such an influence on people listens to you when you're talking about style, because you know he knows that you are there, that you are part of it, that you have the experience. So you know, having someone like that listening to your voice on your style kind of suggestion is really like touching moment, I have to say.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah.
So Rock is your pick, right? I mean, like, Rock is incredible. So you know, that's a top, you know. Top one. What about you, Nana?
Probably, you know, I'm gonna say.
Say.
I would say, yeah, it's my like pop star, Korean pop star, CL. Yeah, that was my like wow moment when I listened to her music a lot when I was a teenager, and for me, she's a star.
Yeah,
and then. She also came to the store, but we did amazing collaboration with her when Machine Shanghai with the Moogler. That was an amazing moment for me. And to have a conversation with her physically, very close.
Yeah.
That was my unforgettable.
Yeah.
A party also. Yeah. Also
we did our Machine 10-year anniversary with CL, which was, it was an incredible moment as well. I mean, I love her so much. I mean, like, it's obvious, but that's a good pick. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Big names, but there's a lot more. Actually,
what about from designers? I'm curious to know: has ever any designers visit the shop that you were like? It could be designers also that we don't stock, you know, but people that they came in and you were like, oh my God, I love their work.
Definitely Ruff. Came to the stores a few times when I started to work. Yeah, when Ruff comes, always like, wow moment. Like, he doesn't talk a lot, but like give the well, aura, like, soul.
All the creativity. The soul. Yes.
That will be the change, the atmosphere of the store. Yeah.
I actually have a very funny moment about when Raf visited the shop for the first time. He was going around and he was trying quite a few things. So he picked up a few things and he went to the fitting room, you know, to try them on. As he was changing, the store was very busy, and Raf was very kind, and he said, I don't want you to close the shop and give me privacy. You know, you can keep the store open and it's absolutely fine. So it was it was one of the customers, you know, and she was holding quite a few pieces from Raf Simons to try them on. But it was waiting outside of the fitting room, you know, like, so she started becoming a bit impatient about she had to wait for a long time, which wasn't even a long time. But you could see her, and we couldn't tell her, obviously, you know, Raf Simons is inside the fitting room. So at some point, Raf opens the curtain to come out, and the customer is like,
and she's
and holding, you know, all the clothes. So we're like, I hope, you know, it was very funny. Yeah, it was a very funny thing. I will never forget that. The expression of,
I think also she won't forget.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, oh, it's just so funny. And so you guys, you know, you've had these amazing experiences, and you've gotten to meet all these really empowering people who, you know, you have the opportunity for them to listen to you and your style and all that stuff. But I also want to hear about your influence with the team that you are building and the team that you have built in the store, and you know, some of those responsibilities and growth in your career as managers. So, you know, what is it like, you know, building and curating that team and that environment that you can all, you know, use to lean on each other?
Yeah, that's I'm still learning part, let's say, because like same as a customer, like we have a small team, and each one of them are very talented, and they have lots of idea want to express within their role. So, but of course sometimes need to prioritize some other things, let's say, for make the business works. So to make the balance will be sometimes difficult, but also to not to kill their talent will be still I'm learning, and that's the important thing.
Yeah. Finding a balance.
I think the most exciting side is when you hear the talents are around the fashion industry that actually has been worked throughout our store. So when people like people in the industry come back and say, you know, I was also working there, you know, and you're like, you see, so it's definitely a statement on your curriculum. And I think we will do this also for this reason, because if you see incredibly successful people that has passed through working as a sales associate through the store. So it's a step that's, if you have a strong ambition in the industry, you might explore it.
Yeah. I think one, again, it's a common story. I had to sit on the both side of this table today, you know, but I think one of something very, very special about Machine is that a lot of times it becomes perhaps the first job of someone, you know, to work at Machine. And there is no past, let's say, retail experience in the traditional form of it. But also it was something that I encourage since the very, very beginning of Machine, because I've always felt that it's way more important to have people that they're passionate about, you know, designers and fashion and creativity and culture. And actually, if they were coming even from a completely different background, they will bring an added value to Machine, because actually, you know, a lot of times people are saying, what is Machine as a brand? And I'm like, well, Machine as a brand are the people of Machine, you know, and whether that's about the designers or actually the team of the people, because each one of them is actually on the front line. You know, everyone knows them. So we had actually people from so many different backgrounds that later on, you know, moved forward with their careers, but they have been and very successful careers, but they started in Machine. And this generation also that is working in Machine, I think a lot of people have graduated from Machine. I have to do one day a book, you know, about it. But but your generation also, you know, has, because you have so many different interests in your personal life, I think each one of you brings something completely different. But I think a common factor is your strong aesthetic and passion about what you do. And that's what sets you, I think, apart for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Absolutely.
It's always important because, you know, in these jobs, everyone is like, what's your experience, you know? And sometimes, I mean, it's always helpful to have an experience, don't get me wrong, but maybe it's not the most fundamental part. The most fundamental part is for someone to actually, given the opportunity, even if they haven't done it before, to try it out because they can do something very fresh and very different. Mm-hmm. And in sometimes also much more genuine and much more passionate. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think you touched on something that's really important is really bringing out, I think, you know, in each person, your power is, you know, something unique about yourself that you bring and you contribute to, whether it is the work that you do or a passion or hobby that you have. And so I'm wondering, you know, do you have maybe one thing about yourselves that you think really is your power that you bring to work every day, or something that makes you special or makes you unique in the way that you approach the job that you do?
It's, from my side, I think it's putting together people. So joining people, I think it's definitely something that I've cultivated throughout the years, is putting together all these people within a community. And then that's the time when if I feel like it's the right place to speak, then I will try to express myself within this group of people that joins and is next to me. So yeah, it's definitely bringing people together for a reason. It's probably something I like to do, and this is still the right space. You know, it gives me a solid background and reason to put everyone together. So
yeah,
it's definitely something that's been cultivated throughout the years. Yeah,
I love that.
Nice. I'm styling.
Yeah. It's all about fashion, how much have a passion in fashion. So yeah, my most passion is fashion, so that's why I'm in the Machine A, to show also how to wear, how to show on social media, and also how to tell to the customer, how giving the feedback each other to the customer, to myself, how you feel about the items and clothes. And also definitely within the team, they all have a different style, different, how to wear and different style.
Yeah.
So that every day what I can observe also, and also can tell my idea. That's all. Connection is come from fashion.
For sure. And it sounds like it's a very nurturing space in terms of, you know, the environment that you guys have built, and really listening to each other and respecting each other's different backgrounds and opinions, and using that to make you stronger as, you know, as a team that then goes and works with the customer, you know, to fit their needs. And so I think that's amazing.
Getting to know the customer is crucial in this process.
Yeah.
You know, Machine does a lot of, you know, has done and always, you know, creates all these type of collaborations around, you know, and special projects. And we do a lot of, you know, different events, whether that's in store or outside of the store. Is one particular thing that comes to your mind that it was your favorite one that we have done as Machine?
Like I say before, when the 10 years anniversary
of Machine,
we did a big party outside of the store, which is also CL was performing. That moment was also our ex-colleagues gathered to that event, and then like everyone was having fun and celebrating the anniversary of Machine. That was the amazing moment.
Beautiful. What about you, Andres?
I think within the many collaboration and activations that we do within different brands with Machine, I think my favorite is probably the store opening. So it's not a collaboration, but it's a journey, it's a process. So it's definitely a very symbolic journey, you know, when you're coming from the interior design of an older store, coming into a new reality, you know, into a different business approach. And the journey to get there is not as easy as it looks.
Absolutely.
It's been, we were temporarily allocated in another space. We were working to make sure that the new space was looking great. And we had also an opening date on a deadline. So, you know, we work very precisely with deadlines. And you know, it seems like everything is ready 24 hours before the store, but then...
Not even. We're like running like 30 minutes before the opening, actually.
The store
You're
has
very
to be,
kind.
The store has to be also set it up. It's not only done. So I think that I will never forget the journey, honestly. If I may say, it was a beautiful working shift because we were moving everything around. You know, it comes into a moment when you can test your responsibility between the visual. You know, you can express more or less on a white piece of paper, basically, how a new store looks. You know, you have to allocate all these beautiful garments and think of the way of distributing the clothing around. And we've done that first in the day, and then I think a bit later we receive a call to come back because we needed more help. So I honestly love that journey. It was a beautiful shift also overnight to make sure that the store was looking great. And I mean, we did it. I was really proud in that moment. It was a moment around 6 a.m. We all relaxed and sit down and we see the store that is completed with Stavros there. And it was fantastic.
I will never forget that moment. Actually, we're sitting opposite Machine on the pavement and we all were, but we were all completely exhausted. And 6 a.m. in the morning, we were opening after a few hours, actually, officially, the doors of Machine with the big event. But it was already, you could see the sunrise and we were, you know, all, I think, it was definitely a moment there because we all looked at each other and we all felt very proud because you realize the journey, you know, that you are going through. And this is what I want to say is that you don't experience something like that in many places. I mean, you can, you know, in many places you can make the people stay because you can offer, you know, money and perks and everything. But when we're sitting there in the pavement, none of the people that were there were because of that. They were there because, you know, they are part of Machine. They love what they do there. I couldn't be more proud and grateful for that moment.
You know, and I think it's so symbolic of the purpose of Machine, and one of the reasons why Machine is so well known is, you know, supporting emerging brands and designers. And I think, you know, I can picture you on the sidewalk in the morning after all of this hard work.
Beautiful.
Right. And it's this moment of, you know, community and coming together for something with such a larger meaning. And that's exactly what Machine is.
But, you know, Nana also mentioned earlier something that, again, I think it's a great testimony for Machine, because on the 10th year anniversary of Machine, even the ex-colleagues, you know, the people that they actually leave from Machine are still part of Machine's community. You know, a lot of people are friends with other people, you know, but everyone is surrounding, you know, Machine in that really beautiful way. And I think because a lot of people are always talking about community and how do you build really a community, and I think it's built that way, you know, it's built with the relationships that and respect, you know, that I think everyone has for each other. And genuine love after, you know, after very difficult moments that you have to go through, work and stuff. But
for sure. And so, Stavros, now that you're here, I would love it if, you know, you guys could maybe share one anecdote or one story that you have with Stavros.
I'm pretty sure they have more than one.
Sure.
Difficult to select.
I thought you said difficult. That's difficult. It's difficult. That too. For sure. But they're too polite to say. So.
No.
Well, like mentioned before, when we did the reopen the store, for me, like, the Stavros is there is also a surprising thing. The boss of founder of Machine is try to open the store on time with us doing, let's say, dirty job with us is like cannot see for other, probably cannot see in other place, the boutique. Yeah, that is working with us.
Yeah.
With the team is also for us to work more. Let's say want to work more because Stavros is here. He's doing with
the
us
same,
same thing.
Yeah.
And we need to also give it back to the Stavros.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's the
thank you. That's very oh my god, I don't want to be on tears in a second. So thank you. That's very kind of you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's very true. I have to say there's many things that many experiences we came across together, but it's definitely every time that we are calling to action for a project, for a collaboration, to put together two realities with our identities. So it's definitely every time that I've been calling action from Stavros, definitely you get there with another approach. It's something very special to feel part of it. And we've done a lot of small things, but I think we're working very well together, and it's a great memory.
Yeah.
Also some experience with like sitting down and receiving some ideas. I remember that time also that you were going through all the buying process and you asked me some opinion. That's definitely like a moment that, you know, you always remember.
Mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, a lot of people, as you know, about the buying, actually, you know, and always, you know, I'm getting asked about this question, you know, like in terms of buying. And a lot of times what I'm saying is that actually everyone, the people that they are working Machine, like Andres and like Nana and the rest of the team, is really the core of my inspiration. You know, like a lot of times I'm going into Machine and I see them getting dressed and, you know, what they're wearing. And it's something that is done completely to them. No one is telling them, oh, you should wear this or you shouldn't wear that. It's very, very much down to each one's individual styles. But when I see them, it is really inspirational to me as well. So I can only relate to the customer, the audience that is coming in Machine, and they see all of you and they're like, oh, I really like the way you're wearing this. You know, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
That is what I feel is one of the most special things, that it was there since the very early beginning. But it's also part of the whole identity and visual language of Machine.
Yeah.
If someone goes on the social media, you know, who Andres is managing in a great manner, is each one of the people that works for Machine is the faces of that, you know, like everyone knows who you are and what you do and what is your personal style and aesthetic. And that's something I think very specific to us.
Yeah, it's very authentic.
It's very authentic.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure catching up with you today.
Pretty amazing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.